Hey there, wherever you are, it's Tony, and welcome to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today we're talking about Plonker Pete. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. We've had an amazing response so far, and we would just want to thank you very much for tuning in, listening, sharing, reviewing. Whatever it is that you're doing, keep doing it, because we love doing what we're doing. We're going to share an amazing story today, and if this wasn't true, it would be... the script for a Hollywood movie, I reckon. And it's real. It's absolutely real. We've got a state election. Just to give you the background, there's a state election here in Queensland at the moment. And as is the case around the world, politics is becoming a really nasty and personal space. It's becoming very toxic. It's becoming a battleground where one side, you're either one side or you're not. And the middle ground of politics is what they're being called. Populist politics is the one that seems to be making some movement, the ones that are appealing to that middle ground, that populist territory, because the right's getting further right and the left is getting further left. And it's an interesting battleground, and more so in Queensland, and more so where I live out here in the Redlands and in Brisbane. It's an interesting sideshow this time, more so than most times, because we've got an independent candidate who's recontesting a seat. Now, nothing that's ultimately fascinating about that, but this independent is a guy that's picked up the nickname of Plonker Pete. Plonker Pete. I'm just going to let your imagination sit with that for a while. Now, if you're in Queensland or in Australia, you've probably read or heard about Plonker Pete. And if you're in other parts of the world, I think he actually had some international fame there for a while. But let's talk about Plonker Pete. Now, Plonker used to be a local government member here, and he transitioned into becoming a member of parliament for the state government. Now, I have to say that Plonker Pete was effective in what he did as a local councillor, because back then, the role that I had some dealings with Plonker. And he was a very effective human being. He worked tirelessly for the community and the local constituents. And this actually carried on with his entry into state government. So he became the chairman of the Parliament's Ethics Committee. Now, they don't just give that out to ineffective people. It was something that was quite a senior role, and a chairman of Parliament's Ethics Committee. And you'll certainly see the irony very soon, the irony of that in just a minute. And all was going well in his first term of government until December 2012, he stuck his penis in a glass of red wine and sent that photo to his mistress. Okay? So he stuck his penis in a glass of red wine and sent the photo, not to his wife, but to his mistress. Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Another, and this is just taking the news by the world by the storm at the moment, men that are unable to control their emotional desires. And I'm going to read from one of the newsletters that the newspaper press that came out at the time. So the fate of Plonker Pete, MP, was sealed at 10:30 p.m. on December 28, 2012, when he dunked his penis in a glass of red wine, took a picture of it, and sent it to his secret mistress, adding the words, "He wanted a red wine." Such a tasteless act alone should have ended any political career, but lost amid the mirth over his efforts to give new meaning to being the member for Redlands, were other just as serious acts of indiscretion. As his mistress detailed, They took parliamentary travel trips to Perth and New Zealand to continue their liaisons and accepted lucrative flight upgrades for the pair's personal holiday. These fall well below the standard Queenslanders would expect from someone who chaired the Parliament's Ethics Committee. And while they did not breach the lax rules the politicians give themselves, it ultimately breached the trust that the community had. The government may sustain some damage for hanging on to Plonker Pete for too long, but it can at least say it stood on principle against a bloke who liked to take pictures of his penis. So now we've got, end of reading. So back to thought and opinion. So now we have Plonker Pete running as an independent in his coming state election, just 4 years after his very public fall from grace. Now, and already the electorate has lit up with the use of the terminology Plonker Pete. So 4 years after his fall from grace, he's running again to become a member of parliament. Now, as I mentioned, very effective local councillor, and in all respects, that had continued on in the state election. So it's got many people asking. So many people are saying it's not long enough. He hasn't allowed it to subside. And many would suggest he's got very little opportunity to actually win the seat at the moment. Many people would be saying it's just too soon. So it asks the question, how long is long enough? And my answer would be, how about never? You know, how long is long enough? I don't think you can ever come back from that. Massive breach of trust, massive breach. And again, the world is filled with stories especially at the moment. People of influence responding poorly. We've got all the shit that's happening over there in Hollywood about all sorts of predators and people that prey on others. We've got sexual harassment, we've got bullying, we've got all this stuff. And when we allow our emotions to hold sway and don't have the skills of rational and mature thoughts, we make mistakes. And trust me, we all make mistakes. Every single one of us, I've made mistakes. Mistakes of judgments, the mistakes we make are usually mistakes of judgment, and it impacts on other people. So like Plonker Pete, we have an effective member of parliament destroyed literally by his own inability to control his emotions, by his own inability to control things like rust and rawness of emotions and lust. So many make the mistake. And as a leader, we need to understand that if we don't want to end up like Plonker Pete, effective at what they do, but with very little hope of undertaking the role again, it's really important that we understand this. And if you're not studying or doing research around emotional intelligence now, I would suggest you do so. There's some fascinating insights into how we behave. There's fascinating insights into the neuroscience around leadership, around goal setting, and all those sorts of areas. But really, one of the key things here is you have to understand what's important in your life and you need to act accordingly. So if Plonker Pete his wife was really the most important thing that he had, he would have behaved and acted in a completely different way. Now, his wife has forgiven him, and that's nice. But ultimately, understanding what's important in your life and acting accordingly is a really key determinant that we can learn from these dumb leader mistakes. If your job is important, do nothing that will negatively impact, like having a mistress, sticking your penis in a glass of red wine. It diminishes the red wine and it diminishes you. The key here is you have to be intentional to be a leader. You have to connect with people, yes, but that connection can't cross the line. You need to be the role model. You need to be the role model. Understand what's important in your life and act accordingly. Do nothing that will negatively impact your role and that job. Be intentional in your leadership and developing that role model that you should be. Once again, there's going to be some links in the description there on some of the stories that have been written about Plonker Pete. Plonker Pete, mate, I wish you well. You've made an absolutely interesting case study in our third episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. If you liked it, please share. We love reviews. Please help us help other leaders learn from the mistakes from the dumb. Thanks for listening. Until next week, it's Tony signing off from the Dumb Leaders Podcast.